he had worked in stores in Atlanta.
Oh.
And then he come here and he bought a farm and he run a dairy and,
oh. Mm-hmm.
And had several sharecrop runners and like that.
Mm-hmm. What made him decide to come to Haleyville, do you know?
That I don't.
Uh-huh.
I guess it was like lots of the rest of them. I never have found out. Haleyville was built up to a few years back, mostly of Georgia crackers.
Really?
That's right.
No, I didn't know that. Why would Georgia people be coming here?
I wouldn't know except without the soil. Where they was that red soil with
yeah.
Flint rocks on it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sandy loam soil. Mm-hmm.
Is that better?
It's far better for it. It's easier to till.
Mm-hmm.
Far better.
Is the red soil better for certain things?
Red soil is good, but it's stiff
mm-hmm.
and harder to cultivate.
Mm-hmm.
And with the rocks, too, that makes it harder
mm-hmm.
to till than this land.
Mm-hmm.
And this country here is full of springs and creeks and things, and you have water for your stock and for
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Yeah, that's nice. Uh-huh.
And it's a... It's real good water. It's what is known as freestone water.
What does that mean?
It's the best water you can get to drink.
Why do they call it freestone?
You'll find the stones nearly all out there. And here in town, just back of us, a little to the north, where we're sitting here in this motel, was two springs. What was known as a freestone spring and a mineral spring.
Mm-hmm.
See, a mineral is a mineral substance, and this water had a mineral taste to it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And
was it unpleasant to drink?
Very unpleasant to me. Some people like to drink it, but this other water is known for everybody that's ever been around this country how good it tastes,
mm-hmm.
and it's clear.
Mm-hmm. And it's really better than water that you get other places?
Well, I'd say it was.
Mm-hmm.
You take, I drink Coca-Cola's made out of this water here. I went up to Chicago and up in there, and they make Coca-Cola's up there, and the water up there, the Coca-Cola don't taste the same.
Hmm. That's funny.
And after you get acquainted with it and understand the water,
mm-hmm.
You can see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, drinking here in the motel is not like drinking out of a well or a spring.
Yeah.
Before you leave here, if it'll carry out and let you get a drink of water out of the spring that's coming out of the ground.
Okay.
Out at the old place where I was born and raised, it was right on top of the hill, our spring that we had water out of. It came out from under a sand rock.
Mm.
And sometimes you can see that sand, trickling along in the water. And that spring was known far and wide. Fella McNair, I was out visiting me one time when I was about 20 years old, in about 1920.
Mm-hmm.
Big mulberry tree just above the spring, between our spring and our house. And he looked at that tree and said he helped drive the Indians out of this part of the country and said they got water at that spring. And he looked at the tree to see if there was arrows and lead in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little of the old place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where was your mother born?
Georgia.
What part?
Close to the same place Dad was in Carroll County.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, had they got married before they came here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I forgot the dates again.